maybe start like changing things or trying to gain balance in life. It's just a whole lot different. No. So to some degree, you cannot just be ordinary. True now, you can't. Can't lie, man. I'm trying to make sense of the whole ordeal, like trying to, how can I say that? Like this one, bro. I don't know if you fit in. Me, I just want to protect my soul, if you ask me. My soul, my spirit. Because I don't want to lose both ways, man. The world is too much of it's in too much agony. The world is in too much agony for you to just like let it happen to you, like constantly let the world just happen instead of trying to like make a difference or do something about it, man. The world is in so much pain. Oh, I think I've seen this before. Like the world is in so much pain, so you should take like, you should be intent with so many things. You should be intentional rather with so many things, not just letting it happen. Like if you let things happen, it just be, and it's just wrong. So to some degree, I want to be like conscious about the world I live in, like stay ahead of it. Come on. Truly, man, because okay, like I've been like just like existing like for so long, like how do you exist with no like tangents, like a good drive for your life? You are existing but no drive, no focus, all those kind of stuff. Like, you know, you need to be like have like a sense of a movement, something to propel you either forward or backward, wherever you want to go, like something should propel you. And again, the world is not just one dimensional or like three dimensional, like it's three dimensional, but like the world is not, it's not just it's not easy to grasp, like in the sense I'm trying to say, it's not like just one dimensional. We use one dimensional because I'm trying to explain in depths of the spirits and the soul. Like the spirit and the soul, like they are tangent aspect of the world we live in. There are so many things that happen that our eyes don't see. But what the human being is meant to comprehend is only what he can see. So that's where I'm trying to come in, though. So moving like you are just a regular person in this world is somewhat not the best way to go about it. Like it should be. You should watch what's happening. I'm not talking about astrology, you know, all this your signs, zodiac signs, all those things is BS, if I'm being honest. It doesn't affect you in any way. It's if you let it affect you, if your mind is like it's kind of myopic and then you take our time to let it affect you, then that's your business. But talking about like scriptural, like in terms of ancient times, Jesus Christ, paganism, like everything that's centered around God's hand on earth. That's what I mean, like the creation, the birth of Christ, the parting of the Red Sea, you know. Like so many of those stuff, like the Ten Commandments, all those shit. Like, yeah, there are stories, but not like those stories have shaped human civilization from the top to the bottom. Like, it's been shaping for so long and still shaping. Like, the people that they have born, that they just gave birth to people in this era. And those people, we have to learn about those stuff. Those people have to learn about those stuff. Those stuff, we already affect them. Whether they want it to affect them or not, it will definitely affect them still. So you're not taking notice of it or just acting dumb when it's there. It's wrong. Man. You need to be careful. Like, the world is not always what it seems, and if you play with it, if you don't like come at it with intent, you might just end up being like you might end up as a casualty, if you ask me. So, like, you need to have like intent, good intent, if you ask me. Like, good intent, be intentional with it, man. Truly. For me, truly, I don't even know, man. I'm trying to like get ahead, stay ahead. Like, be about that life. It's necessary. Because as much as we say, everything is just happening, everything is regular, things are not regular. Things don't just happen. You need to watch. You need to be careful about things. You don't just like say, that's how it is, that's how it is. That's not how it is. Take notice of things, like, watch out for things, like, put thought into things, like, keep your head centered. So many distractions, you even be tempted, but there's so many, so you gotta keep your head centered, keep your mind focused, sharp. It's sometimes difficult. It's not like it's easy to do, but it's still possible. So that's just, it's necessary. I don't even know how best to explain it. I'm just trying my best to like give you like good context to what I actually feel like. Because for generations in time, like, so many things have happened. The Roman Empire, Egypt. What else? So many things have happened over time. The Mongols, was Genghis Khan, like, there's so many people over the years that have happened. Even Hitler has come and gone. Like, and again, you don't even know where those people are. You don't know. They've affected time in their own, shaped the world as they see fit. And they've done all that, and they've come and they've gone. So you need to like be intentional. There are people shaping the world you live in. You don't just walk around like a muppet. I've heard that word a lot. I think I've been watching a lot of videos. Truly, man. You don't just walk around like that. You need to take notice of things. Keep your head straight. Else you lose. And people are there to just eat you up, like, straight eat you up, like, they don't care, so you need to watch for it, be there, protect your spirit, your soul, your body. There's a spirit, soul, and body. For me, I feel there's a spirit, soul, and body. If you don't believe it, that's fine. Believe whatever you want. For me, I feel there's a spirit, soul, and body. So we just live in the body, but the spirit affects the body. Then there's the soul. So you need to protect your soul, because your soul is what the enemy is after. The spirit, I think it goes back to the source. But your soul then suffers the fate of either hell or heaven, if you ask me. I feel that's what it is, but I'm not 100%, because I'm just talking from my own back end. My own back end, I must say. I just feel you should do your best to get to heaven, because, to be honest, you can't suffer as much as people actually suffer on earth here and then die and go to hell, brother. Like, the pain in hell is like twice as much as the pain here. Then how do you stress all your life trying to make it? You stress the whole system. You stress. And then you're dead, and then they bury you, and then you wake up, and you're waking up in somewhere that is unfriendly, void of happiness or joy, void of anything good, just death and destruction over again. I can't. You should not want to be in that space, if you ask me. You should not want to be. You should not let yourself get there. You should do your best to avoid somewhere like that. Yeah, they say, oh, it's probably a lie. There's nothing. There's no such thing as a hell or heaven. Fine and good. There probably is no hell or no heaven, but you should make sure to not, like, just put yourself in the position of, okay, there's no hell, there's no heaven, right? But what if there is, and then you die? Now you there's no way you can be on the fence. Nobody cares if you don't know if there's a hell or heaven. Nobody cares. They just throw you wherever you belong when you're dead. So might as well do your best to enter somewhere better. That's from a logical standpoint, if you ask me. I'm not preaching any biblical, I'm not telling you to do anything exceptional. But what I'm saying is, like, do your best to not go to hell. Like, you cannot suffer everything you suffer here and then die and go to, oh, come on. That's like a lose-lose. I'm just saying that. That's just like a, just like, you know, like thoughts. That's my piece on it, though. I can't lie. It's necessary to be intentional with what you do. It's necessary, man. To watch it, be careful. Try not to make that mistake. Might cost you. Be careful. It's easy to make that mistake. It's easy. It's easy to just sit around and do nothing and let the world happen. It's easy. But then when the time comes for you to, like, pick a side, be sure to be on the right side, my dear. Be sure to be on the right side. Be sure to be on the right side. On the side that will actually take you in when you knock. Side that will not eat you. Eat you up once you get there. Be careful. The world is beautiful, but then again, it's deadly. You gotta be careful about most things, man. Keep your head up. Make sure you're not caught lacking, because, man, they will eat you up and spit you out. Nobody wants to be chewed up, bro. Nobody wants that. Sorry. Nobody wants that. Careful. Be intentional about things. Watch yourself. I can't even say anymore. Just make sure you're getting things done and getting it done the right way. I hope you get some meaning from what I'm saying. I hope your head is on there. So you see what I'm saying. I don't want you to be scared or anything like that, but I want you to understand that the world is changing, so you should be careful. Pick a side. There's so many sides. No, I think there are only two sides, if you ask me. And as much as you want to sit on the fence, sometimes you just can't. You can't sit on the fence. You gotta pick a side, bro. Pick a side. Pick a side. You might just want to sit on the fence, but you can't. You gotta choose a side, bro. That's why I say, be careful. Can't even say anymore because I don't even know. Because I'm just trying to like keep my own self sane, put myself ahead, like, you know, get ahead, like stay ahead of the curve, bro. Stay ahead of the curve. Try not to lose too much. Try not to lose. I'm trying not to lose, bro. I want to win. As much as it's difficult, it's possible. It is possible. So don't let yourself, don't let your own self down. Do your best not to let yourself down. Try and stay up, stay up. Keep that head up. Look up to the sky and look down. There's nothing to be had behind. Everything is in front of you. Keep going. Push through, push through, push through. Yeah. That's all you can do, man. Really, just push through it. Can't lie, just push through it, man. You're already here. You might as well finish it. Truly, you just finish it. You've done all the, you've done everything you can. You might as well just finish it. I'm taking you out. No, not here. I think that's good. So I might as well just finish it. So it's just one of those things, you know. It's not like rocket science or anything like that. Like I just want you to like win, like properly, proper win, like, you know. Like winning is, the feeling of winning is actually a sweet one. I'm not talking about like just video, winning in video games or winning in like like the lottery or this kind of stuff. Nah, talking about winning in life, like if you die now, would people say you are? Yeah, you need to like check all this stuff. Like it's the little things that matter. Like there are people that would go missing for like years and nobody would even ask after them. So do you want to be just somebody that nobody knows, just passing through time like a ghost? Or do you want to be in the presence of it? You don't have to be doing everything, like you don't have to be into everything that is going on in the world, but you certainly can make a difference. You certainly can be that guy to some degree. That guy. I'm that guy. If you know my drift, like be that person that makes the world spin in the right direction. Don't just be another bystander. We have a lot of bystanders. Ooh, it's happening. Ooh, I'm gonna go watch. Ooh. That's all. Be that person that they are coming to see. To some degree, make a mark in the world. Leave a mark in the world, like, so the world remembers you for all the wonderful things you've done. I've made the world even more beautiful than it is. You know? Like, if you're that guy that makes the world a tad bit more beautiful, people will love you for it. You want people to love you, don't you? Or do you want to be hated by people? If you want to be hated, it's also... You still need to put in the work to be hated. If you ask me. All I'm trying to say is, like, be like a difference maker, you know? Impact the world positively, you know? Like, don't be irregular, or just a gust of wind that over time it just blows over. Like, man, I don't know how to, like, to, like, keep you, let alone, I'm just, like, saying, like, then you see, like, so many things happening in the world, man. I can't even. I think I missed something now. I need to go back, go check something. Like, trying to make people see your point of view, help people understand what you feel, how you feel it, you know? I think I'm making a mistake now. Let's see if you're back in your ass, maybe like this. I think I'm sure that was okay. You know? Yeah, I hope you guys get some meaning. Feel what I feel. And then again, you have to, like, be better than the rest. While that it, you need to be better than the rest, because, man, there's so many things just eating up the world. Swallowing it whole. Swallows the world whole and then just leave it. So you need to be better than the rest, brother. Don't be mundane, please. be interesting, right? There's some stuff I wanna say, but I just be holding back because, you know, like, the world forces you to, like, what's it called? I think I want to change this one. I've done too much looking, and I think I want to change it. Better works, bro. But it's nice, too. It's nice. I think. Oh, there's a battle. There's some stuff I want to say, want to talk about, but I need to curtail what I say, like, keep it PG-13, and even at that, it's still not enough, because my soul yearns to speak on that issue. Then again, you have to watch out. Oh my days. I'm going to say this, though. I feel if I say it, I'll be like two-faced, because as much as it's a huge problem, I feel I am still affected by it. So it's hard to speak on it. It's hard to speak on it when I am kind of conflicted in my own self about it, if you know what I mean. That's why I'm just on the fence about it. Maybe when I find like a constructive way to like decipher and give you the information I still want to give you, then I will probably speak on it. But I feel with a little bit of what I've said now, some people would have guessed where I'm driving at. If listening to some of the stuff I've said in the past, you might know where I'm driving at. But nonetheless, in this world, you need to find that thing that keeps you afloat, that makes your soul sing. To find it and use it as fuel to stay ahead of the game, to stay ahead of the game of life. Like life happens, life is happening. The more you live, life still happens. Like, and it keeps going. Like there's no break, and there's no time to waste, no time to sit around for it to happen. You need to take the bull by the horn. And even yet, as soon as you take the bull by the horn, you don't let the bull steer you. You steer the bull. Because then, if you let the bull steer you, you just be headed in the wrong direction still. So, you have to keep your wits up, man. It's not easy. And then there's people that just come in your life and give your life, some come in your life and give your life meaning, affect it in so many ways. Some just come in your life and make it worse. So you need to protect that peace. Be careful about people you allow come into your life, because they can make or break you. And it's still a vital issue in society as it stands. So you tend to like watch out for energy draining people, because they are out there. They are out there. Just keep your, to protect your peace, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch people you let in. It's necessary to watch it. Don't just let anybody in. Make sure you know. And then you too, don't go around zapping people's energy, because I could say the same for anybody. Like people want to blame other people for their own failure. So you gotta learn to like bring like a good energy when you're around people. Like keep your energy up. I'm not talking about being a shaman or others, rock playing around with rocks and all that shit. I don't feel other stuff is necessary to like be a positive person. I feel other stuff are just witchcraft, if you ask me. Truly, man. I don't see how you'd connect your soul to a rock and then kind of allow the rock to affect you in ways you can't explain. It's just, to me, it's mundane. Maybe kind of stupid, if you ask me. Letting a rock like propel you in the right direction. A rock is a rock. It's like, how do you put a rock? Oh, that's sense. Let's leave you here for now. Let's try here still and just see how it looks. And we'll leave it in the end. Well, like I said, it's necessary to like protect your peace and be very intentional with life, you know. just sit around and let life happen. Don't cast your lot in terrible places. Let non-living things make decisions for you. Don't let non-living things make decisions for you. Because I see people, they factor their life into the stars. Look at the stars, watch astrology to like make decisions and get ahead. When you have like a spirit within you that you can actually have full-blown conversations with and just let it give you guidance. You are as a being, like the genetic makeup of a human being is so vast that it can never be fully studied, no matter how much knowledge we gather in this world. We are still gonna study it. We are no more. We are going to keep learning about ourselves till we die. And that's facts. Because there's so much mystery in the body, I don't like this. So much mystery in the body. So if you sit around and just like let things happen, that's wrong. I think I have enough sexy looking people. I don't think I need you. Truly, I have enough already. Let the boys rest. Yeah, true, man. I wish I could break open my mind and just like show you what I'm trying to explain so you understand where it is I'm coming from. You get like a positive direction into what it is I want you to understand about the world. World is a beautiful place, but it can also be a deadly one. So you have to be intentional with everything you do, brother. Very, very intentional with what you do. Don't let the world rule you. Rule the world. We always like to have fun and party and dance and just exist for the purpose of luxury. Luxury is important, but luxury is not everything. Luxury is not everything, bro. Luxury is not everything. Luxury is good. Money saves you a lot of time, but it's not everything, man. You have to know that. It saves you enough. Puts your mind in check. That will put your mind. It keeps your mind buoyant enough. Luxury is not everything. There's so much pain, like there's so much pain in this world, like truly, man. It's not like I'm not like trying to like scare you. I'm just telling you, like, you need to like conscious of all this stuff. Like, don't like sit around and think it's not there. It is. So you need to be conscious of it. It will help you like make better judgments, keep you ahead of things. Like, that's what I'm saying. So like, being intentional with your actions and not letting the world rule you, like it's tangenting, getting ahead, if you ask me. It is. God is beautiful, God. If you leave it too long or play dumb to it too long, it will rule you. And then you just lose, because there are people that already own the world. So those people then will rule you. can't, you can't, you can't be a Parsi. Do you want to be a Parsi for life? Nah, trust me, you don't want to. You need to fight that mental. It's keeping you down. Some of you, no offense, but some people just stay busy. Even me, sometimes I feel maybe I'm not even as effective as I should. I'm probably lazy, if you ask me. I don't want to call myself lazy on here, but man, sometimes I feel I am. But it's necessary to like kill that mental. Like, don't let it hold you. Don't let it keep you down. Strive to come out up top. There are people that are sitting up top that you are way better than. Truly, man, I can't lie. I'm not saying like they don't deserve to be up there. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying there are people that you can do better stuff than. Like, you see yourself, you think you don't have what it takes, but you probably do. And if you sit around long enough, you will die with all your talents, with everything you were supposed to be, and then somebody else will come out and just probably not do as much as you should have, as much as you would have done, but then it just comes out and just be like, take your position and whatnot. In the long run, you're still there, you know? You're dead now, you can't do nothing now. So you need to like check your account. I can't stress it enough. Like, just sit around on your hands when you can do something about it. I don't want to make this about me. Because then it will be overly like, to be somehow, it will be weird. That's the word. I'm putting some of the oldies here. But it's fine. So like I was saying, as much as I still look up to people, I look at people and like get inspirations from them, like, how did this guy get to this point? How? Like, ask so many hows. Like, I feel we as people, like, we just want to sit around and just have fun all the time. Like, even me, trust me, I just want to sit around and do nothing, if you ask me. I just get paid for sitting around, if that was the case. I'll be so happy. I'm joking, obviously, but then again, if it was possible to get paid for not doing nothing, I would love that. I'm just joking, like I said. So, I have to keep up the pressure, like, I have to, like, keep doing stuff that work, like, get ahead, man. I don't know how to even put some of the words that are coming to my head. I don't know how to like direction, like give you good feedback on what I have actually felt in a long time. In a while, not a long time, just in a while. Because sometimes I feel in this world, good people get taken for granted, like, truly. And I feel it's been like that for a long time. It's not like anything new. Good people do get taken for granted. Nobody cares. Truly, nobody cares. If I'm being honest, like, nobody cares. If you have to claim like a self-righteousness, like you are better than most people, you are doing the most, then you are not really doing the most. So sometimes good people get taken for granted. So this is not good. Probably gonna use you. I like you. I'm trying to like get like a proper basis to like explain stuff that I want to like give you guys. I don't know, for me I feel so many things are not enough. So many things we do are not enough. It's not enough. It's never enough though. It's never enough. Should let me finish the beats then we'll talk. That's me talking to like an artwork that I just see and I like and I'm like, let me finish the beat. Oh my days, man. Oh my days. I hope you like get like a drive from what I've just said though. Some form of drive, some form of propeller like to push you forward. As much as I want to win in this world, I mean, winning is boring without people to celebrate winning with you. So hopefully I meet you guys at the top in the end. Hopefully I meet you guys at the top, because that's the aim. Not just to win in life, but to win in the world. To win. Let my soul win. Let my spirit win. Let my body also win. Like, get ahead in all of that. I read the Bible sometimes, man. You're always partying. It's fun to party. It's fun to go out. It's fun to, like, drink a lot, like, that you pass out. Yeah, all that shit is good, but sometimes just read the Bible, bro. Just read something. Read something good, like something good for your mental health, like for your body. Read. Don't just be regular. I say, yeah, it's nothing, it's normal. Sometimes it's not normal. It's not, bro. You're just telling yourself that so you don't have to do anything about it. There are signs, you've seen the signs, but you're like, it's normal, it happens to everybody. No, bro, it's happening to just you. Truly, it's just you. It have happened to some people, but it's happening to you now, so you have to like get up and get something, man. Get up and do something immediately. Don't sit around on your ass. Do something about it. It's necessary. I don't let it slide, and I just don't sit around and let it be. I just want to let it be. No. It's going to affect you. You see yourself as weak. Even you will see yourself in the end as weak, so better do something about it for his date. Yes. Truly. Can't stress it enough if you ask me. I don't know. I'm just trying my best to stay ahead if you ask me. I wanna be up there with the greatest. I wanna be up there with the guys. Yes now. Don't you want to be up there? I want to be up there, man. Up there with those guys that are looking down on us right now. Now there are people that are actually, they are, the there's inflation. There are people that, oh, there's inflation. Oh, okay. They don't care. Oh, there's no more inflation. Oh, no more inflation. Oh, they still don't care. Do you get there are people like that? Whether it's good or bad, those people don't even they don't feel it. It's invisible to them. Like, I want to be like those guys, man. Those guys. I'll be ahead of the curve. Like, I will be so far in front of the curve that I don't even know that there is a curve anymore. I just see a straight line. You don't know that there are people that, oh my days, man. I wish you open your eyes and see. Open your eyes and see. And there's so much that you are missing. Intentional about it, man. Don't just sit around on your hands. Make sure you watch for it. It's out there. There are people using it already. People ahead of you. People you don't even know. Truly, man. Be among the greatest. Come close. Come close. It's necessary. I can't stress it enough. It is necessary. It is necessary. Remember, even as much as you have fun on this earth. Make sure you go to a place where you are still having fun when you leave this earth. Make sure you are going to a place where you still have fun. So you don't cry in the end, man. Because a lot of people are gonna cry when it ends. Nobody knows when it's gonna end, but if it ends for you when you are dead, so That I can say for sure. When you die, it's finally done. So be careful. Go with intent. Make sure you secure like a good place for your spirit and your soul. Make sure you secure a tangent place, a good place for your spirit and your soul. Your body, yes, you lose it in the end. Because if it disintegrate and go to the dust for which you came. But your spirit and your soul, the ones you can't see, make sure you secure somewhere nice for it, man. You don't want to suffer all this and then, I know what I'm saying, I keep saying, because I'm telling you, I love you guys, man, but there's a lot of pain you need to avoid. All those pain you are going through now, you don't want to have to go through that pain twice. You want to go through that pain twice. You've suffered this pain already, why go through it again? So secure a good spot for yourself. So you don't have to cry again. After you've cried for now. Yeah, you don't have to cry twice. Secure yourself, secure your soul, man. Keep your soul up there. Nobody knows, like, there's nobody can prove some of the stuff that is happening in the world. Some things just happen out of the ordinary. Nobody can actually say, ooh, this is why this is happening. Science can only take you so far. And thank God for scientists, because they are so smart. But still, they can't prove everything. So you have to get ready for the ones they can't prove. So yes, no, You have to get ready for the ones they can't prove, bro. You have to be ready for the ones they can't prove. Because they gave us this brain for a reason, and we've used it to the best of our ability. We're still lacking in some stages, if you ask me. There's so many places where we lack. And that's fine, we can't be perfect, but then again, losing is not an option for humans, is it? It's not. It's not for us. Humans can lose. We've already done so much in the span of. Yes, we've not done as much as I feel we should, because, like, for the pyramids, I feel to some degree somebody should have cracked the code of how we built a pyramid. Truly. I'm still seeing so many wrong formats of design that they say, oh, this happened, then this happened, then this. I just feel it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough. It's not a strong enough argument for me. With some of the things I see, I feel it's not strong enough argument when it comes to, like, the pyramids being built for us, what we've actually come to find out. And then there are some places we've not explored also, so I feel we have, like, so many room for improvement. But then again, we all want to be entertained, because most of the stuff we build over time is entertainment purposes. It's for entertainment purposes. Yeah, there are so many other ones that are not for entertainment, but I say most of what we put more of our time into is entertainment. I feel boredom will actually cause a war. Cause the Fourth World War, if you ask me. Boredom be the cause of the Fourth World Yeah, because we argue over every little thing. Man is so greedy, it's beautiful to see sometimes. I'm being greedy, I beg. And I'm not even, like, it's not shocking. Don't feel it is to some degree. I don't think it's shocking for you. I'm also very, very sensitive to things, so there should be some form of greed in man. I don't know if I should leave this as is. It's Tito. This is good Tito, but it's like, oh well, it's Tito, why not? Why not, brother? That's all you. Let's go up top and see what we see. Dreaming, is this real? Why are you separated? This is not how you wear. Okay, that was weird. This is not how you wear still. What's happening? What am I seeing? How do you want to come down here then? That's weird. Really, it is. It feels weird. But I've not seen this. Anywho, I think I'm seeing ghosts. Because I feel I'm making a mistake, and it's been like this all day. I don't know what's wrong with me now. Trying to balance my vision, I guess. Man, I can't lie. I wish I had more perspective to life, like, see so much. See the world a bit more, maybe then I'll be satisfied with some, I'll get some answers that will satisfy me, I guess. Sorry, excuse me. No, even at that, I don't think it will ever be enough, because we are insatiable, bruh. We are insatiable. Stay hungry. We stay hungry regardless of being fed over and over again. We stay hungry. We want more. Give me more. Hopefully. So, as much as I try, as much as I feel like doing my best to get what I feel is my perspective of the world out there, I feel I'm not still doing enough. If you ask me, I feel I have room for improvement. I feel I can change things. I feel I can learn things. Hopefully I get there. Hopefully, man. And you guys should just keep encouraging me, I guess. Pushing me. Help me be the best version of myself. All I ask, man. Help me be the best version. If you see something I'm doing wrong, and you think you can actually... You can actually say something, just give me a hint so I don't miss it, you know. So I'm not like the best. So just show me a hint, tell me, oh bro, this is wrong. This is not it. And give me just point me in the right direction, you know? Like, point me in the right direction. All I ask. I'm not perfect. Might even save a life, you know. Yeah, if you do that, you might be saving a life, you don't know. So if you could, just do it. Help your brother out, you know. It's all love, yeah. I'm not perfect, and I would love to learn from you. I know you know a lot. Way more than I do, I'm sure. Okay, this can stay here. Stop, Mr. Dory. You too. Sorry, brother. See ya. So all this is just, I think it's necessary, like to build character. It's necessary to see what a man goes through in life, like trying to get ahead, you know. That's what I feel. Like, that's what I feel, man. I know parts are different for everybody. The parts that we have are truly different for everybody, so. I do like this one, but Elsa, you know I love you, but my dear, but let's just not do that. You know it's love, my dear, but I'm not gonna do it. Kisses. Yeah. I got plans. That is a good plan, my dear. Don't feed me ideas. I'm just joking, man, please. I'm trying to, like, make you guys laugh at the same time, you know? You gotta be funny for the girls. For the girls, man. They like to giggle sometimes. It is necessary. Now I'm going off script, guys. But I hope you get my meaning. I hope you see what I see. I hope you can visualize it in your head and try to make meaning of it. And I hope you're happy. And that too is necessary. You can't be sad. The world is pain. So don't be sad, please. Forgive me if I keep stating that the world is pain, but there are things that let you enjoy the world, but sometimes you just feel like it's a tad bit too much, and I want to just make sure you guys are loving life and feeling life is worth living, you know. It's necessary to feel that way. You don't feel left out. You don't get thoughts that you shouldn't be getting, you know. I just had like a silent battle within myself, because there's something that said, don't put it. And I'm like, bruh, I don't know. I just do it still. But I hope you guys get some meaning from what I just said over time. It's all love. Take care of yourself. Stay healthy, stay alive. Bye.